Donald Trump post sharing scripture draws criticism. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 25, 2024. Former President Donald Trump received criticism for sharing scripture from a supporter who drew a parallel between his ongoing legal battles and Jesus Christ's persecution. Received this morning, beautiful, thank you, Trump said on Truth Social, sharing the commentary he received from a supporter. It's ironic that Price walked through his greatest persecution the very week they are trying to steal your property from you. But have you seen this verse? The quote reads, pointing to Psalm 109 3-8. Psalm 109, a psalm of David, is a cry for help to God which begins with this way. Be not silent, O God of my praise. For wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me, speaking against me with lying tongues. They encircle me with words of hate, and attack me without cause. In return for my love they accuse me, but I give myself to prayer. So they reward me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Verse 26-31 continues as David asks the Lord to help him. Appealing to Yahweh's steadfast love, a common theme throughout Scripture. It ends with giving thanks to the Lord, praising him in the midst of the throng. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me according to your steadfast love. Let them know that this is your hand, you, O Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you will bless. They arise and are put to shame, but your servant will be glad. May my accusers be clothed with dishonor, may they be wrapped in their own shame as in a cloak. With my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord, I will praise him in the midst of the throng. For he stands at the right hand of the needy one, to save him from those who condemn his soul to death. Speaking of verses 3-8 specifically, Trump's supporter added, I'm praying this over you daily. So many praying for you. Thank you again for taking the arrows intended for us. We love you. This post, however, drew criticism, as some accused Trump of comparing his plight to that of Jesus's during Holy Week. The sufferings and sacrifice of Jesus, which served as the ultimate payment required to reconcile mankind, made in God's image, with God, are indeed incomparable. Trump himself did not make a comparison, commenting that his supporters' note was beautiful. That aside, it should be noted that Jesus also warned his disciples not to be surprised when they face persecution of various kinds, telling them, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake." Jesus tells believers in John 15, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you." The scripture continues, "If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours." So while Trump is getting pushback for sharing this post, the comparison issue seems to be pointing to the commentary provided by the supporter that Trump shared rather than the scripture itself. Regardless of the controversy, there is precedent in scripture that sets a pattern of expecting pushback if one is doing what is right.